This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, August 9th. God's word to you today is Holy Persist. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 18, verse 3, from the Voice Translation, and it says, "In that same city there was a widow. Again and again she kept coming to him, seeking justice. 'Clear my name from my adversary's false accusations.'" Exodus 24, verse 18, from the Voice Translation says, "As Moses walked further toward the top, he was swallowed by the cloud of God's glory." Do you think climbing the mountain was easy for Moses? Not at all. However, the satisfaction of fellowship with God and staying in God's presence made it worthwhile every single time. The Bible says, "As Moses gained altitude, he was swallowed by the cloud of God's glory." For those who have become discouraged and lost altitude, be encouraged. The cloud of God's glory will swallow you up. I know you're wondering if you can ever make it to the top again. God is saying to you today, you will make it to the top. Do not stop climbing. Do not stop calling. Do not stop praying. It is important to point out, however, that at the top of the mountain of victory, it is the base of another mountain. Yes, you have been victorious, but you will discover that at the top of the mountain of victory is the base of another mountain. Do not get discouraged. Do not stop calling. It is the same principle. The truth is, persistent prayer is not easy, but it is possible. What are you praying for? Are you praying for a child, or are you praying for that child? Are you praying for a job, or are you praying for that job? Are you praying for your health? What are you praying for? Do not stop calling. Sometimes people get confused with the Word of God when they do not look at Scripture in context, comparing Scripture with Scripture. Matthew 6, verse 7 from the King James Version says, "But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking." Some people misinterpret this scripture to mean, when we pray, do not repeat the same things. But that is not the entire picture. "Do not use vain repetitions" means some repetitions are not vain. The epic of all is prayed by the Master himself, Jesus. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus' prayer was, "Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine." This is from Matthew 26, verse 39. Jesus prayed it for 1 hour. He prayed the same prayer 3 times. This means the same. Jesus' prayer was not vain repetition. It was the communication of burden. When you have a burden, you pray through the burden. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. "Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You were my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all."
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.